G'day, Jason.
Morning, boys.
How's the prep going for this weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been good having that week off. It's come at a good time for a few of our boys.
Who would gain most benefit, you think, Jason, from having the week off? Did you have some boys who were really feeling the pinch of a very, very long season, including a rep and origin season in between?
Yeah, I think it's like any team at this time of the year would say that it's a good time to get a break. But, you know, our guys in particular, being a few of our senior guys, being the age that they are, it's certainly a good time for those guys just to rest the body, heading into a few big games, or, you know, the big game this weekend, and then hopefully, you know, see what happens from that. But, you know, it's been a bit different this year with Craig and the older boys. They've actually taken the rest when they've been given the opportunity during Origin. So I think it's sort of, you've seen that at the back end of the year. We've been able to maintain, you know, our form heading into the finals as a result.
Billy Slater saying that he's 34 years of age. He doesn't know what he's up to next year. And Melbourne Storm have put no pressure on him at all, Jason. Have you been surprised, astounded at how good he's actually come back from two shoulder recon?
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about Bill. The two pre-seasons that he did, one where he didn't get to play, or he played a game and then he hurt his shoulder again. And then the second one that he did, one of the things that stood out to all of us was the fact that he didn't lose that speed over 10 or 15 metres or 20 metres. Like, he was still electric. So
yeah,
that whilst you've still got that speed, it doesn't really matter what age you are, as long as you've still got that desire to play. And I think deep down, Bill's still got that desire, but I think he just wants to make the correct decision. But, you know, whilst Bill's got that speed, he's still got that nous and a lot of experience in playing in big games and that sort of thing. So he's going to be an asset to our team, you know, whilst everybody's got that speed. So fingers crossed, we've been geeing him up in the assistant coach's office of when are you signing and when are you going to re-sign and that sort of thing. And he's keeping his cards pretty close to his chest. But, hopefully for the team that he signs on and goes again next year.
Oh, mate, it's just terrific to see him back there. And I said earlier, it's the dedication to come back. But I think that's the surprise for a lot of us, Jace, is that after two seasons, he's still got that speed, because that could be the end of a great player, couldn't it? You come back, you're not quite the same.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's the first thing to go in those great players is that need that, you know, speed over 20 or 30 metres. That's the first thing to go. So in Bill's case, he's very fortunate, and he's still got that burst of speed over 15 or 20 metres, which is, you know, a huge asset to him, and not to mention the footy nous and, you know, all the other things that he brings to the team in that regard.
Can you tell us the secret to the club and the secret to the form and the consistency? I mean, yes, you've got the player group, but Bellamy and all you guys, is what formula do you use to get consistency? million-dollar question, mate.
I keep hearing about the culture and this and that. So I'll be honest, I just think Craig keeps everything simple, and every positional group in the club has a clear and defined role, and then therefore once they know what that role is, then, you know, us as coaches, we just keep preaching that role, and then we strip it back to training, and we go and train it every day, and there's no wishy-washy language, there's no... there's no changing up of things, you know, every two or three weeks. Everything's just really consistent. So an example would be heading into this final series, I've heard people say, geez, you must be busy this week, or the players training hard, all the rest of it. Nothing changes.
Yeah.
So absolutely nothing changes. So the routine and the process is just, you know, really strict. Well, not strict, but it's really consistent. And I think it starts from Craig, and Frank Fenice also helps him there as well. So that's probably the main thing, I think. And as well as you've got those pretty special players that you blend in there, but they started as kids here as well. So they had to learn the culture off the guys like Danny Williams and Peter Robinson and guys like that. So, and Robbie Ross. So it's just filtered down through the years, and these guys are now preaching it on to the next group of blokes coming through. So it's hard work, consistency, and you know, a lot of honesty within video sessions.
Yeah, it works.
I don't know if that makes it any clearer for you.
No.
That's just one example of it, I think. Yeah.
You come into that lineup, Jason, if you can just do your particular role, those elite players that you mentioned, the special players, they can add the finishing touch.
Yeah, that's right. And Craig doesn't expect you to do anything more than you're capable of. And I think that's another special thing with Craig. You know, he doesn't expect a guy that with a limited ability to do anything more than they can do, as long as they're doing their best every time they do it.
Mm. Yeah, which is all good.
So what's the key this weekend against the Broncos, mate? It feels for me they've had to do it the hard way, and Darius comes back, which is great for them, but I just feel they've just got themselves over the line.
Yeah, I think last week they would have got a lot of confidence out of playing. They had to play quite busted there at times where they had a couple of head knocks and they were down to 14 players, so they only had one on the bench. And without one of their key players in Darius being there, they've still managed to find a way to grit out a win. And it's such a big time of the year. So they would have got a lot of confidence out of that. And, I think it was last year they came down late in the year and they really troubled us with the way they played, how aggressive they were. So coupled with last week and how they performed last year against us down here, I think they will be coming down here full of confidence. So it's something that we're going to have to, combat and start well and just make sure we focus on what we can do well to limit the effectiveness of all those key players they got in Milford, Boyd. Boyd coming back now adds a whole new dimension to them. And, Bent Hunt out of dummy half, again, there's a little bit of unpredictability there about the Broncos now, so it's quite hard to prepare. So it's going to be a massive challenge for us this week.
Jason, assistant coaches have got a terrific record of coming out of the Melbourne Storm and getting first grade coaching gigs. When do you start going for the first grade jobs?
No, I'll be honest with you, mate. I'm hoping Belzer stays for another 5 years and I can keep working for him. So it's I'm in no hurry to be doing anything like that. And at this stage, I'm 2 years in with Craig and 4 years into my sort of being retired and coaching for the last 4 years. So it's a whole new trade. So it's I find I'm learning things every day. And whilst ever Craig's around and I can keep learning off him, I'll be happy and just see what comes of it. But hopefully Craig stays for another couple of years yet and I get to work with him for a little while yet.
Jace, who will you be playing in the final, mate? Roosters or Cowboys?
Well, I'm not going to say we're going to get through, but if we were to get through, I'll be honest with you, if I was tipping in the final series, I'd be coming dead last at the moment because I don't think I've picked any.
I know, it's been like that, mate. Don't worry.
It's been like that. So, on form and on the week off and all the, add all that into it, I think you'd have to stick with the Roosters, but I don't say it with any confidence.
Okay. Of course, one of your former clubs, mate. We do thank you so much, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.